All right. So yesterday, several fires reported on Table Mountain National Park as a result, we're told, of lightning strikes in various areas, including Cecilia Forest, Silver Mine, and the Cape of Good Hope main road at Cape Point, essentially. To give us an update this morning, joined on the line by Megan Taplin, who's the park manager for Table Mountain National Park. Megan, thanks very much indeed for making time for us this morning. What's the update that you can give us this morning, please?
Good morning. We have managed to get most of the fires under control, or contained as we call it, yesterday. And the one at Cape Point was, the firefighters battled throughout the night, but it's now largely contained. There are still hiking trails and the cycling route that's closed in that area. But the one of concern at the moment is the one that's on the back table, really above near the reservoirs on top of the mountain, and moving down towards the Kirstenbosch area. With that one, it's in quite an inaccessible place where, you know, the crews have to walk in to fight the fire. We have got a number of ground crews that are busy working on the fire, and we redirected ground crews from the Cape Point area to that fire. We do have two helicopters that are waiting to fight the fire. Unfortunately, the wind conditions are not good this morning, and they've had to stand down due to extreme winds. But as soon as they get a gap, and if the winds do drop at all, they will be back in the air and putting water on those fires.
In terms of the number of crews that you've got up there fighting the fires, Megan, what can you tell us? How many people have you got deployed up there?
I'm not sure of the exact number at the moment, but we've got four crews, as far as I'm aware, from our firefighters, as well as working on fire, and then the volunteer wildfire services that are assisting with that fire.
And as I said, this is from lightning strikes yesterday, right?
It was, yes. Well, we had five fires starting yesterday, one of which was caused by human activities. That was the one below Tafelberg Road. And then in the afternoon, we had another four fires that started in the areas that you mentioned, all by lightning strikes. Unfortunately, there wasn't much rain to go along with the lightning, so that didn't help the situation.
All right. All right, Megan, thanks very much indeed for your time. I gather that this, at this point, we're not aware of any property being in danger. Is that right?
That's right. It's just that the hiking trails are closed, so people should be aware that all the footpaths leading up to the back table from Camps Bay, Hart Bay, Constantinik, Cecilia, Kirstenbosch and Orange Kloof, those trails are all closed. We're asking people not to go into those areas. And of course, the closure's in Cape Point at the moment. And it's likely that Kirstenbosch is going to close, as a precaution. So I've heard that they have made the decision to close. So people should be aware of that and not head that way.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Megan. Appreciate your time this morning. Megan Taplin, Table Mountain National Park Manager. Kirstenbosch likely to be closed. That decision's just been made as a result of these fires and the walking trails that she just mentioned as well. At this point, no property in danger, but precaution footpaths in the area have been closed. So if you were looking to take a hike in those regions, not today, I'm afraid. And as we've heard, teams up on the mountain doing their best to put those fires out. Thank you very much indeed for all of you for your messages on that. Hope that gives you a bit of an update, and do stay tuned of course to Eyewitness News, who will have the latest on that throughout the day.